Hello, and thank you for joining CCSI's Got Tech podcast series, our fourth episode titled New York State DFS, Are You Ready? I'm your host, Larry Bianculli, here at CCSI, and it's my pleasure to have with me today CCSI Cybersecurity Practice Manager, Matt Pascucci. So we're going to cover a lot of information in about 10 minutes. This podcast will review the New York State Department of Financial Services Regulation, also known as New York State DFS or 23 New York CRR 500. So with that said, we can already see why this is confusing. But this is a regulation that's recently been introduced for banks, insurer, and other financial institutions. With this regulation, the state is looking to bring all these organizations up to par with minimum standards of security. It's a very big topic, so we're going to try to keep this, again, under 10 minutes. So, Matt, how are you doing today? I'm sure you're busy.
I'm doing well, Larry. I feel like cybersecurity is being mentioned everywhere these days, especially with this regulation coming out. So excited to try to unwrap it a little bit here.
Absolutely. Cybersecurity in general, hot topic, right? You just read the headlines now with New York State, you know, throwing this into the mix. It just makes, you know, the folks that are out there, you know, scramble a little harder, a little faster to try to figure all this out, right? So this regulation is, cybersecurity in general is becoming part of the business more and more. And recently we saw New York State take notice with this regulation. So can you give us a quick rundown of what's being asked for in this New York State DFS regulation?
Yeah, sure. So essentially, NYSDFS came up with a regulation focusing on bringing cybersecurity standards up to what they consider minimum standards of cybersecurity. They're not overly prescriptive in the regulation, and that kind of allows cybersecurity programs a little bit of room to breathe. You know, they're not sitting there, you know, telling you exactly what you have to do. They're giving you a guideline and a framework to follow, and that's good for companies that are getting started here. It's really going to depend on the level of maturity that the company and organization has. So this is by no means an end-all, be-all, we're going to make you secure. It's kind of bringing the organization up to following best practices from a cybersecurity standpoint.
Yeah, for sure. What are some of the challenges, Matt, you know, as organizations start to peel this onion back? So what are some of those challenges they'll face when trying to adhere to this regulation?
Yeah, that's a big question. So as I said, there's 23 sections within the regulation. And it depends on how the business is currently handling security from a people, process, and technology standpoint. So I personally feel that the larger banks and insurers are being forced into this with other regulation and have that security posture already in place. So this might be something that kind of follows suit for them. But the smaller companies might be hit with the biggest burden here. There's going to be some challenges that they might not have dealt with in the past. A few of these challenges that I think are going to be a bigger issue with them is going to be along the lines with data encryption. So the regulation now states that all sensitive data must be encrypted both in transit and in rest. That might not be something they were doing in the past. It also states that every organization has to have a CISO. So a chief information security officer needs to be responsible for that cybersecurity program, and some of these other companies might not have that particular resource or role there. So they're going to be out to go look to maybe either hire or augment someone with a third party. Data governance is kind of big, so understanding where you sit from a third party vendor standpoint, who has your data, what they're doing with your data, the whole supply chain of how data is being handled from a third party perspective, and kind of also tying in multi-factor authentication into that. The retention of financial records and security events. They want to have 5 years of financial transaction records, as well as 3 years for cybersecurity events. I think that a lot of the larger companies have that in place right now from a storage perspective and a program perspective, but the smaller ones might need to start looking towards cloud for storage and MSSPs to help with that, as well as a cybersecurity program. Like they mentioned as cybersecurity monitoring, you might have the technology in place, but are you looking at it? And that's kind of where these assessments come in. So they want you to do penetration testing. They want you to do risk assessment of your environment to find gaps, vulnerability management assessments to determine where you're weak. So the larger companies have a lot of this in place right now. It might be the smaller companies and the medium-sized companies where this burden is gonna lay the heaviest on. So the good news is, though, that the state doesn't say that you have to do everything all in one shot, and they kind of kind of a roadmap of a transitional phase that they don't just drop it all on you.
Yeah, so, you know, in my travels, Matt, in talking to different executives in these industries, you know, the big question I have is really, what do the senior executives and the board members need to know, right? And so, you know, it seems that, you know, February 15th, 2018 is the distant future, but it's really not. At that point, that's when the chairperson of the or the board of directors or a senior officer will be required to sign a statement that the chairperson or officer of that particular company has reviewed all the applicable documents about the company, and that they're necessary ready to certify that that particular covered entity complied with the rules during that prior year. So, you know, that's a big concern to the executives. What does that mean exactly, right? Now, it seems like a lot to do. Now, you also mentioned transitional. So there is a transitional phase, it sounds, giving people a little bit more of a gap, some air gap in between. And it sounds like there's a roadmap of when that work needs to get done. Can you get into that a little bit more?
Sure. So the state, out of the kindness of their hearts, broke this down into a multi-phase approach. That's all public. It's on their site. It's broken into multiple phases that go over a two-year type of roadmap on where you have to have all these sections laid out and completed. You can find this on the state site. We're putting something together here that we're going to line up so you can download and get a better understanding of which sections tie to which phases, which tie to which dates, so that you're not stuck trying to, you know, waste time and resources towards a particular phase where you can have, you know, things kind of project managed out.
Yeah. You know, just a quick commercial plug for CCSI and our marketing team. We have a very nice graphic that will be able to be downloaded, and customers can use it as a guideline that shows this breakdown so that they understand a little bit more. So there's a really nice graphic up on our CCSINet.com website, and, you know, print it out in color. You can hang it up or use it as a coffee mat, but it's a very helpful tool that a lot of people will find very, very informative. So, Matt, this is the first law proposed enforcing cybersecurity by any state here in the United States. Do you think that other states will follow suit?
I do. Right now, this is unprecedented by the New York State to take this stance on performing these reviews. So what they did is they took a lot of audits and reviews on multiple banks and insurance companies within their jurisdiction and came to the conclusion that there needs to be a regulation statewide that brings up all the companies that follow within these particular verticals to have a minimum standard of security. I, by all means, don't think that makes them secure, but that is kind of bringing the level up. It's making par on what should be done within cybersecurity. I think the biggest issue is going to become over the next couple of years, as other states try to follow suit with this, that there's going to be multiple, you know, cybersecurity regulations by state, and at what point does this become more of a federal instead of a state regulation? But I think only time is going to tell with that one.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. But the advantage other folks will have in other states is they'll have some kind of reference in references that they can talk to in New York State to understand the good, the bad, and the ugly of what their fellow compadres went through. So, you know, for the listeners, Matt, that have looking for more recommendations and answers, what recommendations do you have for those folks listening to this podcast?
The first one is always going to be don't panic. You know, there's plenty of information out there on the web. There's trusted partners that can assist with this. The second would be right away is go download the regulation, become very familiar with it. You know, don't take anyone else's word for it, but understand it for yourself. Understand where your businesses have gaps from a cybersecurity standpoint. Understand that there's a phased approach to it, so you don't have to boil the ocean right away. You know, understanding where your risks lay right away is where you should focus. Be familiar with the exemptions within it. So there's exemptions within the NYS, DFS regulation that maybe based off your business you don't have to focus on right away. So just become familiar with it. Understand that there's people there that will help you. There's MSSPs that will be familiar with the language if there's any questions, and just, you know, don't panic with it.
Well, Matt, this has been great. I know I learned a lot. I'd like to thank you for taking the time here to share some of your experience and knowledge. As we've described, Matt, you have a great background, and if there's anybody who understands the DFS regulation, it's you for sure. So for the folks that are listening, I'd like to thank you for tuning in. We have a lot more information that you can follow. We actually have a security practice. That part of that practice focuses more and more on some of the requirements that Matt talked about and goes much broader across our cybersecurity realm. So if you'd like to learn more about this or CCSI in general, please visit us on our website at www.ccsinet.com. You'll also find white papers up there on how to handle this requirement, this New York State DFS requirement, that can be found on the resource page. We have a terrific graphic, as I mentioned. You can download and use that, pin it up in your office, or use it as a coffee mat, but it'll help to provide more information as well. See us on Twitter at CCSINet for more great technical articles, and stay tuned for our next CCSI Got Tech monthly technical podcast we'll be coming out with in August. So this is Larry Biancully. Thank you once again. Signing off for now.